Saddle up your horses. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you. Boy, is it good to be back in the studio. I was gone last week. I had to substitute. I've gone for 10 days. I had to substitute in a program. It's just too hard to do on the road. Of course, everything in the world breaks loose while I'm gone, and then people come wondering, like, well, where have you been? When I have a different program. I hope you heard it, though. The Most Evil People in the World. It actually was quite contemporary, but it only brought it up to and through it, including Joe Biden. I didn't get to Kamala Harris because I did it before. She was coronated before she ripped off, and the Democrat elite ripped off 14 million votes for Joe Biden. And more on that later. But gosh, is it good to be back? There's so much going on. I promised I'm going to start you with some good news. And I love this first piece. Maybe the only piece I love here today, but we're going to start with something good. Who was that? Emma Jean? I think, was that the singer from the 60s? I'm into something good. I think she sang it before Herman's Hermits. Herman's Hermits made it. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I could go into DJ mode here, and I don't want to do that. But this is a public high school. Astronaut High School in Titusville, Florida, just a couple miles from JFK Space Center, which explains why it's called Astronaut High School, part of the Brevard public school system, which was generally sort of a liberal area. But these football players got baptized on the school field. What I love about this is it just the people in charge just finally said, nuts. Nuts to the leftists, nuts to the wokest, that the DEI crowd, and all of that stuff. We're just going to do what we have to do. And sometimes when things get bad enough, a certain number of people step forward and say, I will challenge that. I am going to go do it. You make of it what you want, but we're going to do it. I love this. This is one of the good things that comes out of really bad times. A few people with the guts, the spiritual verve, will do what needs to be done, come what may. It's not against the law. The people are having a fit. The leftists are having a fit. And why? Why do they oppose biblical things on campus, school campuses? For two reasons. Number one, it convicts the left of their own sin. And number two, they're concerned that it might spread. So when Peter and John healed the man, and then they get upbraided by the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees, they couldn't. The ruling elite could not deny that something biblical and miraculous was done. But why do they persecute them? And it says right there in Scripture, so that it would spread no further. This is why the left goes bonkers about anything like, well, the Trump-Musk interview, which had, what, 70 million people listening into it? You know, they got to pay the people to get to some of Harris's so-called rallies. They cannot stand things that convict them of their sin, and number two, are so popular with the people that are starved for truth that it's going to spread and they lose control. That's all they want. They're Democrats. They're children of the devil. And what does the devil want? He only ever wanted control. That's what the temptation three times to Jesus in the wilderness was about, was control, control, control. I love this. And I hope it spreads like crazy. I was questioning whether to do this because I'm really tired of the Secret Service. The only thing they keep secret anymore appears to be their failings. So we had, you know, the whole Kim Cheadle resignation and the whole debacle with the Trump assassination attempt, which has caused a lot of people to wonder whether it was, you know, whether the Secret Service was part of it. I'm not going to get into that. I can't spin that anyway because I don't have the evidence. But I want to let you go. I want to go back to the weekend in over the 4th of July last year when the bag of cocaine was found. And Joe and Queen Jill had gone to the beach, and Hunter was there in the White House. And whatever happened to that? Well, the Secret Service claimed that they couldn't quite pin it down, blah, blah. There's something that has come out. Now, we know Kim Cheadle, we should just call her, is grossly incompetent, and she finally got forced out and then replaced by Ron Rowe, who's now the acting director. But something else just emerged. Kim Cheadle shut down the investigation of the bag of cocaine found in the White House. Sources there have spoken from inside the Secret Service tried to keep the cocaine from being destroyed because they wanted to test it. They wanted the forensic evidence. They wanted the DNA. They got a partial DNA result, and Kim Cheadle shut it down so it wouldn't go any farther because a partial DNA thing, well, what it does is it doesn't identify the person, but it reduces the people to a finite pool, one of which would have been Hunter Biden. You know what? There is no one that you can trust at the federal level. You cannot. This is why I was saying I was actually glad Trump lost the second time around so that he would be wiser about who he appoints as his ambassadors, as his cabinet, that he would ferret out the deep state that just ingratiates itself to him to try to get inside so they can report back to the elites on the outside who are either rhinos or left-wing weenies like Obama and Clinton and so forth. But then the Secret Service, you may not have heard this. So they go into this person's restaurant, or a salon. I'm sorry, it was a salon in Massachusetts. Because Calamity Harris, the heckling hyena from California, cackling hyena, I guess it should be, is giving a speech in a theater that's adjacent, contiguous to this woman's salon. They asked her if she would close it down for security reasons. She complies. They want to do a bomb sweep. She complies. She complies with everything. She loses business and closes it down for the day in deference to the Secret Service. And what does the Secret Service do? They turn around and they break into her salon to take a whiz. They go in, they break into the very thing that they had her lock and keep off limits so they can use the bathrooms. You know, if Trump wins, he just needs a complete overhaul of the Secret Service. He needs to find people who actually have the bona fides to serve in that capacity. Well, I didn't want to get to Calamity Harris, but how can you avoid it now? I mean, well, and before I do that, I guess I've got to cover the fact that it's out. We all knew the truth. Obviously, we know the media, who are just lapdogs from the left, or the marketing arm of the Democrat Party. We know they cover for Biden, lie for Biden, and they're going to do the same thing, are doing the same thing for Calamity Harris. And we knew that they were involved in Biden's exit. But now he goes public and basically has said that it was a Democrat coup that forced him to quit the race, which we know. He's confirming that he was essentially strong-armed out of the presidential race. Now, strong-armed out of the race by the Nimrods who contend that beating Donald Trump is all about preserving democracy. The only way you can preserve democracy is to have Calamity Harris in there. So what are we going to do? We're going to force Joe out. We're going to render the 14,400,000 votes for him meaningless. We're going to do a major sweep of everything Calamity Harris has ever said that would show what a dumb idiot she is, and evil, we're going to scrub it. In the name of democracy, we're going to not let the people of the United States know what Calamity Harris is really like, the verified, bona fide piece of crap she is. When the Democrats talk about preserving democracy, you know, listen closely, because the story is exactly about what they're doing to not preserve democracy. Okay, Harris, promising, I'm going to go through a whole bunch of things a little later. If you don't really know what she stands for, she doesn't stand for anything other than the fact that she's a Jezebelian witch from hell, and she wants control, like everybody else that's animated by the demonic left. Sorry about the redundancy. The left is demonic. Promising amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Why? Because she wants them to vote. The Democrats are accelerating citizenship at a ridiculous pace so that all the people they let in through the front door, the back door, and the side doors of this country can now vote for Kami Crapola Harris. And not only that, she's also pushing for, ready for this, nationwide mail-in voting. She wants to be able to send in fraudulent ballots from all 50 states. Okay. Well, and you know, the Democrats are already preparing for her victory. It's obvious by every station just hailing everything she's doing, scrubbing the record of all the things she said that would be an embarrassment, all the things she was supposed to do and didn't do, like the border czar. Now she's claiming she never was. The Democrats are just like out of 1984. They're rewriting history as we sit here and listen to us. You got Schumer out there talking about how he's going to dismantle the conservative majority of the Supreme Court. They're in for it. He's going to rip them and shred them. Of course, to what? Preserve democracy. Yeah, let's just violate the Constitution and destroy the Supreme Court. You Democrats who never complained about the piece of crap decisions from hell like Roe v. Wade and Obergefell, the queer marriage decision, because the justices were on your side. And when they quit implementing the crap you go for, all of a sudden, they must be destroyed. The court must be packed. All to what? Preserve democracy? You lying piece of crap. All you Democrats. I wore my T-shirt. I finally got it out again the other day. I haven't worn it for a long time. Generally speaking, Democrats suck. No one said anything negative. I saw a few little smiles, people who didn't have the guts to say, I really love your T-shirt, and I agree with it, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't dare to. Here's what the Democrats are doing in the media. And the media is everything. The media is the marketing arm. She doesn't need a campaign. She doesn't need to give speeches because the media is giving them for her, covering for her, lying for her, concealing for her, deceiving the people. Here is what they're doing. It's something called four-walling, a term I haven't used in a long time because it historically has been applied just to bad, really bad movies. And here's the way that it used to work. You'd have a movie that is just crud. I mean, it is a piece of junk movie. And what do? They come out and they advertise this movie with such intensity. Four walls. No matter where you go, what you tune into, this movie is being advertised, and the four walls close you in to where you think you got to go see the movie. And they run these millions of dollars of ads really fast so that a gazillion people will go see a piece of crud movie, and they've got their profit before enough people have seen it to tell everybody else the movie sucks. This is what's happening politically. God gave this to me this morning. What is happening? And the term came to me, four-walling. Honestly, I don't think I've used this term for 15, 20 years. Because they can't get away with it anymore. Word travels too fast on the internet. And the and the advertising is too expensive. But this is what's happening politically. You can't turn to any station other than a little bit on Fox and more on Newsmax and hear anything but this congratulatory coronation, the greatest thing from sliced bread, Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tampon Tim, who I think would probably not be able to pass an SAT exam with any score that would allow him into even a mediocre college. He's a moron, as is his chief. Vice President Kamala Harris for four-walling. They are closing us in from all sides with how great she is, how great she is, how great she is from here, from there. You can't turn on the TV, Washington Compost, the New York Slimes, go right down all the newspapers. They are going overboard. They say, we got a short time to work. What does that remind you of? That's what it says about Satan at the end times. He works feverishly and he's furiously because he knows his time is short. That's what they are doing. But they're four-walling us. They are closing us in from every... You can't turn any direction without hearing how great she is. Combine that with gaslighting about how bad Trump is, you've got their strategy. That's why Harris hasn't given one stinking speech that is impromptu. She hasn't given a news conference that's impromptu. Everything's scripted because you think Biden goes off the rails? Well, he went off the rails because he was partly evil but totally incompetent. Kamala Harris is all incompetence and all evil. She's got a temper. I don't want to get into that. I saw this cartoon the other day, political cartoon. It says the far left is near. Isn't that true? Isn't that the truth? The far left is near. Now, I'm going to run through some things that she supports. Now, I just told you about nationwide mail-in voting. Amnesty for millions and millions of illegals. She's obviously for queer marriage, queer adoption, queer everything, tranny this, tranny that, tranny surgeries, abortion of all stages of life. She can't get away from that. They're out there right up to the point of conception. Slaughter that kid. She's from the state of California. Their motto is, you make them, we scrape them, no fetus will beat us. That is that motto of that state. She's obviously for reparations. She said that. She wants to protect all illegal immigrants from deportation. She wants to provide all the illegals with Medicare. She wants to kill all private health insurance. Where else? She supports a complete ban on fracking, supports defunding the police, considers the ICE to be the KKK. She wants to ban plastic straws. This is just sort of the California stupid on steroids, which we've heard. When we pick up straws, we've thinking about collecting them and taking a big truckload of contraband and selling them on the streets of Santa Barbara just to tick off the libs. Haven't done it yet. What else? She wants to undo all of the Trump administration's border security by taking executive action. She wants to, within the first 100 days, rescind every single Trump-era measure, every one, not limited to just the border, every single one. It's not going to any longer ever call illegals criminals. Wants to abolish ICE. She opposes closing the border. Listen to this. She's raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is a far left whack job organization that Tim Walz is part of, the one that posted a bail to bail out criminals, including murderers, rapists, the ones that, whose violence Walz said is justified. We couldn't have two worst. These are the two worst candidates for president and vice president in the history of the United States. Well, you know what? I could just go on and on. I could go right down the line here. I mean, she is just, and of course, among all those really, really, really bad things, the one that I've said is going to be to push us over the edge and will definitely lead to state secession, of which I want to be part of, is if she tries to institute and ignores the Second Amendment and have a mandatory gun buyback. We have her on film saying that. And now she's saying, no, the mandatory gun back was only for assault weapons. Lie, 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 lie. She lies out of every orifice of her body. There's no part of her body that does not emit lies. Okay. Guess that's all you need to know about her, right? And if we get her, well, I'll cover that at the end of the program. So Jim Darlington is a writer who says that there's going to be another assassination attempt. And it'll be necessary, he says, because we know the polls lie. But I told you 2 weeks ago in that program, I was secretly hoping for the polls to show a surge with Harris. I want her to surge because the polls lie. We know that. They don't reflect what people think. They reflect what the pollsters want the people to think. And there are some who are just going along with the crowd because they're getting four-walled, as we talked about, thinking that it's a compelling case for Harris, when in reality, maybe it is not. But this gentleman thinks that those truly on the inside of the Democrat Party know that the victory is not really quite assured, and hence anticipating another assassination attempt. Certainly there will be those if he's elected. No question about it. Because we've become a banana republic. A banana republic that doesn't grow any bananas. Figure that one out. So if Donald Trump wins, there'll be war by the left. If Donald Trump loses, there'll be war by the left. Why? Because they can. Because they won't have to fear another fair election. That's right. There'll be war. And the states that leave the Union will not rise up to attack Washington, D.C. and all these other loser cities. No, they'll be attacked by those who want to keep the tax money coming into Washington, D.C., because all these loser states can't raise the money necessary to pay all the stuff they want to pay for and give everybody the free lunch. Kamala Harris is a communist. Now, she's a communist emotionally, and she's not intellectually a communist because she doesn't have the intellect to form that opinion. I don't think so. She's not like Hillary Clinton, who was clearly, and Obama are clearly communists by virtue of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which they enjoyed and employed. No, she's an emotional one. She just wants everybody to be leveled to the same. She's not concerned about equal opportunity. She's about equal results. She wants everything to come out the same, which means sort of like taking from those the haves, give them to the have-nots. But of course, she's above that. She's an elitist. So she's never going to mess or mingle with the common folk. She is not the super wealthy other than by way of marriage. But she won't mingle with the common folk. Interestingly, Donald Trump, who's the multi-billionaire, has no problem mingling with common folk. He identifies with them. It's why there's so much of the working class is turning toward him. Why there is such a secret support for him among blacks, particularly black males and Hispanics. Well, it's hard to describe. I mean, what would you use to describe Harris and Walz? Harris A. Walz, I like that one. The media is saying he misspoke about his military service. Oh, come on. This is not like he some verbal miscue at some party where he'd had three or four beers. He crafted his own bio and lied, and that's a misspeak? When you craft your bio, your own bio for political consumption, and you lie in it? Is this like Brian Williams of NBC who, when he was called out for not getting hit by live fire in some airplane, I can't remember where it was, and then he said he misremembered getting attacked in an airplane. They're just liars. Liars. I mean, goodness sakes. All right. I don't know what you'd call these two. Dumb and dumber? That would certainly apply. So, we're going to jump to a break here in a minute, but now I'm getting into some real, we're just going deeper into the meat. We've cut through the fat. We're going into this ribeye for the good stuff. Gosh, I love ribeyes. I love Texas Roadhouse. I love that restaurant. I'm not getting paid to say this. They have great steaks, great salads, at ridiculously competitive prices. And I guess I sort of like the fact that they treat veterans well and special parking in some places for combat veterans, of which I was not. Nor was Tim, the tampon Tim Walls, though he'd lead you to believe that. So, I had said a few weeks back that I wanted Harris to surge in the polls because I want the Democrats to be overly confident of the ease with which they could win. In other words, I want Harris to make the same mistake that Hillary Clinton made. Oh my gosh, just look around. We got everybody who supports us. We don't even have to cheat to win. And she loses. Trump in 2020 had an overly inflated assessment of the likelihood of winning. And what happens? A bunch of Christians and conservatives thought it was in the bag, and they stayed home from overconfidence. This is why I want her to surge in the polls. If the four-walling doesn't wipe out a bunch of people, I want her to surge so that the need to cheat is somewhat released. They'll still cheat, but they let up on the intensity and need to cheat, and maybe we can repeat 2016. But, you know, Donald Trump, I cut into him hard a few weeks ago, and he deserved it. Among other things, I thought, you know, sometimes Donald Trump, who's he running against? Sometimes Donald Trump is running against Donald Trump. He says things that are not in his favor. He says these things, which I don't need to repeat, that only can help the other sides, like he's running against himself. But one of the mistakes he'd made, and I need to cover it again here because it relates contemporaneously, is when he said that Harris would be easy to beat. Do you remember that? Well, maybe you don't remember hearing it other than on this program, but he did say it. She's going to be easy to beat. And he went on to say that there was maybe no need for debates. Now, I just got to say, sometimes he can be so wrong and frankly so cocky and self-obsessed that he simply misses the obvious. But he's making a mistake, or could be, being surrounded at this point by too many people who are affirming everything he says and everything he does, leading to believe that he cannot help but possibly be on the right track regarding everything. And he's not. He's got to get back to the issues. Knock it off with the personal stuff. You got time for the personal stuff. Everybody should know how stupid both Harris and Walls are and how evil they are, and he's got time to bring that out later. But stick to the policy issues right now, Donald. And there is a comparison. I want to explain to you how, when, and why I learned this concept of being careful about your close advisors and those who are real close to you, how they can overly encourage you in the belief that you're winning. Stick around. We got a lot more. Come back. Bye-bye.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall.
We are back. This is Robin Walter, the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. Okay, the point that I was making before the break about Trump having too many advisors around him that might be affirming too much of what he's saying or doing, I don't know. But you can go off the rails and you can be led to believe, like he said, that he didn't need to beat Harris. Or he didn't need to debate Harris. There was no need. She was easily beatable. Well, I'll tell you why this is a concern. And now he's getting a wake-up call and certainly, and I hope, being humbled considerably. When I ran for the assembly in California, which is California's House of Representatives, about 10 years ago, not 12 years ago now. Anyway, I was running as the hard conservative that I am in a blue area of Santa Barbara County and a county of, with all included, north of 500,000 people. And my campaign was picking up pace with true conservatives. They were excited that somebody actually had the guts to say what I was saying. And I had people that had pledged to other campaigns for other Republicans who were kind of compromisers, kind of weenies, actually, in several cases. I just have to say that. And would come to me and said, I am so sorry. I did not hook up with your campaign because finally we got somebody who dares to tell it like it is. So I was increasingly surrounded by not just supporters, but rigorous, vocal supporters. But here is the deal. My wife saw this, and this was her first real experience in a larger kind of campaign. She was, oh my gosh, she was scared to death. Of what? She was scared to death that I was going to win. She was convinced by everybody that was around us that it was a compelling case I was going to win this election. And I said, no, I'm not. The numbers aren't there. She was afraid we'd have to move to Sacramento. I didn't want to move to Sacramento. Not that I wanted to lose, but the fact is, and I told her, but I couldn't convince her. I says, look, we have an incredible group of people that are ridiculously enthused around us. And yeah, that speech last night that I gave, which was a rousing one, I mean, people lined up afterwards. The Senate candidate didn't even have anybody afterwards who wanted to talk to her. They wanted to talk to me, but it was 300 people, 300, in a county of 500,000. So I told her, these people love what I stand for, but they're few in number. Could we win? I guess God could do something miraculous, but we didn't. I got more than most Republican candidates, and I got creamed, and I got more than most Republican candidates. Maybe all previous Republican candidates, maybe in the last 20 years in that district. The reality was that when you are surrounded by people who are just affirming you, patting you on the back, and they may be sincere, we're going to win this thing, and everybody gets pumped up, you start to feel like you can change your campaign strategy. and you don't have to do certain things because it looks like it's going your way. And that's what I think has happened to Donald Trump. So these polls surging for Harris is the best thing in the world that could happen. Now, he said, we don't need no stinking debates. That's what basically he said. No, we don't need those. We're going to win. And what's he doing now? He wants three debates. You see, because Harris is rewriting her past, or the media is rewriting it for her. They're rewriting her present. The media is covering up old videos, covering recent videos every time where she screws up. She's this Jezebelian witch, which of which 98% of the lapdog leftist media has, I think, convinced her she doesn't really need to debate. Trump really does need to debate. She's even out claiming, she's claiming now that she's Baptist. Oh yeah, the Baptist is for tranny surgery, sex change operations, mutilating children, slaughtering innocent children in the womb, letting all illegals in, criminals out, cashless bail, don't close the border. Who gives a rat's rear end about all the fentanyl coming? Oh, that's Baptist? Is that Baptist? I got five brothers. One of them's a Baptist preacher. He doesn't know this, that she's claiming to be Baptist. I don't know if I got the heart to tell him that she's claiming to be Baptist. I'll tell you what she is. You go to her website, what, www.harrisforpresident.com? I'll tell you what the WWW stands for. It stands for the Wicked Witch of the West. And boy, she is. And VP? All right, Kamala Harris, Kammy Harris, Calamity Harris, VP. I'll tell you what the VP stands for. Stands for virtual prostitute. That's what she is, the virtual prostitute. But you see, because Trump has a hard time getting any coverage, positive coverage, or ads on leftist media sites, which are about 90% of them, 92% of them, I don't think he could do it if he had a $1 million bill taped to his forehead, or they'd run it at 2 a.m. Now he has to debate, because it is the only way that he can get any national airtime. There's no other way. And he spent all of his time on Joe Biden, which was totally a mistake. I don't know why he couldn't see that Biden wouldn't make it to the finish line. But that's past. But he's gone from not needing any debates to needing all that he can get. Now, look at who's going to ask the debate questions. Can Trump effectively debate Calamity Harris? I don't know. She's not a bad debater. I'm not going to say she's bad. Just because she's an idiot doesn't mean she's a bad debater. I'm just hoping that the Jezebelian spirit within her rises up and she gets nasty, ugly, just like Hillary Clinton, just like her lover boy, Willie Brown, with whom she fornicated her way into public office, said she's got a problem. She's not very likable. This cackling hyena business is wearisome. It is inauthentic. It's and I'll tell you, what I hear her, when I see her, I just think, oh my gosh, how many men are there in this world that are thrilled that she is not their wife? That's how bad she is. Well, anyway, so he's got to do the debates. He has no choice. So there is not a single president for which the media has carried water for a candidate like they are for this woman. Everything is scripted, because if she goes off script, she may say something stupid. I think if you could trigger her emotions, she is thin-skinned. She could get vulgar. She's frequently drunk, maybe not as much as Nancy Pelosi. She's lost 92% of her staff, 92% turnover rate in her staff as vice president, because she is a witch
to work for. She's horrible. And so the media is attacking Trump and Musk for actually having an interview. But they cover for her when she doesn't have any interviews. She doesn't have an unscripted interview. I mean, I just hope that this surge results in this fake and phony overconfidence. I mean, I hope the overconfidence is real, but it's a fake surge in the polls, I hope. So, what does Donald Trump need to do here at this point? I'm going to cover a few things that I think he needs to do and some conclusions, and then maybe some tips, some suggestions to consider in case the Wicked Witch of the West legitimately, or more likely illegitimately, ends up in the Oval Office, getting, in that case, the government we deserve. Yeah. Okay, so I would say this to Donald, to his advisors. Number one, stick with the issues, Donald. Issues, issues, issues. Stay off the personal attacks. You are not an easy person to like, Trump. Don't make it easier to not like you. Remember, after the Republican National Convention, there was no uptick in his support. And after the assassination attempt, which according to the media apparently never occurred, they just ignore it. See, they can just ignore him. And this is what's frustrating Trump. He can't buy his way into national attention because they've just gone in whole hog prostituting themselves for the Wicked Witch of the West. But he's got to stick with the issues. Don't fall for the personal attacks. Stick with the immigration, the economy, patriotism. Number two, shorter speeches, Donald. You do not need to listen to yourself for an hour and a half because nobody else wants to listen to you for an hour and a half. When you see people starting to yawn during a speech, Donald, it's time to just put a cork in it. Sometimes less is more. And the next thing, quit trying to fight so hard for a recognition and publicity prior to the Democrat National Convention. Let the Democrat National Convention have its pornographic love fest. Get past it. Just forget it. Go vacation. Go pull a Joe Biden. All the time he says, I work all day doing this, and what do we see of him? All we see of him is sawing logs on the beach in Delaware. Enjoy life for just a little bit. Let them have their convention. You see, Trump is not naturally patient. He tries to force his way into some level of visibility, and in so doing, he says some unnecessary things and creates unforced errors. He doesn't need to do that. He needs to be patient and humble. Humble through to the end, but patient for a period of time. And when the DNC pornographic love fest is all over, then give it a couple of days, let the stuff air out. Let it get to the point where the mainstream lapdog media has nothing more to say than what they've already said a gazillion times, and then pour it on. Pour it on. But stick with the issues. Now we get down to us. What are we to do? Number one, and I've said this before, should be obvious, pray. The pray, according to Ephesians, that the works of darkness would be exposed. We are called to expose the works of darkness, as ugly as it is. That's part of what we do, part of what we're called to do. John the Baptist, he lost his head, presumably for the particular sin of calling out Herod's marriage to his brother Philip's wife, Herodias, which was illegal. That convicted Herodias of the sin, and she wanted him dead, and she got it. But if you read in, I think it's in Luke, it says that he called out Herod publicly for all the evils he did. It was just didn't deal with Herodias.
just didn't deal with Monica Lewinsky. He went right down the line and listed all the evils that Herod did. It's John the Baptist, the greatest prophet that ever lived, said Jesus. The greatest. And that's what he did. So he was active. And like Michael Brown says, we need revival, but the revival is not like the ones in the past. We need also an awakening. Awakening to our duties and our responsibilities to be involved. Just don't make the same mistake that we did with Reagan, that let Reagan do it. We got him elected, now we're going to walk away from it, let him take care of everything. If you just don't stay engaged, well, even if you win, you'll end up losing. Because the left are like termites. They eat away 24/7. And if you think that the only termite inspection you need on your house is once every 20 years, you're mistaken. Those suckers come back. They never go away. You think they're gone? They are never gone for good. Pray, pray, pray that God would pull down these strongholds, but then take action. If you're not registered to vote, shame on you. Get registered to vote and make sure you do vote. My gosh, you got to. I mean, all the Christians that didn't vote because they thought Trump had it in the bag in 2020 was why he lost. Trump lost not because of the Christian vote. He lost because of the Christian non-voting. That's right. Number two, the same thing as I recommended for Trump, is patience. Be patient. It is still a little under 100 days, 90 days till the election, November 5th. Well, no, we got a little bit under 90 days, but we got 2.5 months till the election. Look how fast things changed when the assassination attempt against Trump. But then look how everybody said Trump's got it in the bag. Well, nobody even covers the assassination attempt anymore. How quickly things changed. How quickly things changed within 24 hours after Joe Biden was forced to sign, which wasn't even a signature, and even Nancy Pelosi admits that Joe Biden didn't write his withdrawal letter. He's got stooges doing his business. They admit it, but in 24 hours it all changed. Why? Because that was the plan. The plan was in place. The fix was in. Obama was in control of this thing. But we have to be patient. Satan is going to run wild here. But you can't run wild forever. Let him run wild earlier in the game rather than later in the game. Now, they're running wild with all of this now because they want early voting, and they want the votes in before they finally discover that Harris is, in fact, a virtual prostitute. But we need to be patient. And in fact, is that not what Scripture says? Let patience have its perfect work. And we need to do that. It doesn't mean to not be active. I'm full throttle on this program all the time. But I have to just rest in the fact that this is not over. This is not over yet. And when it is over, we will know what God had in store. Well, Satan is having his moment in the sun here because he knows his time is short. Actually, Satan doesn't have any moment in the sun. His moments are in darkness, aren't they? Well, you know what I mean. This is his moment. These are his moments to try to have the greatest impact of stealing the election. But I'd like to think that Harris's surge can't keep surging. It's got to peak. Maybe it is peaking. And she's got plenty of time to overstep, overconfident, screw it up. Who knows? Maybe God kills her. I don't know. Maybe God takes her out in some way that, I don't know, that's obvious that God did it. But let patience have its perfect work. And the last thing of the four, do I have four here? No, three, number three. I'm reminded me of something. This is a digression. Somebody told me once, who's a CPA, and he said, you know, there are only three kinds of accountants and CPAs, three kinds, those who can count and those who can't. Well, you get it. I hope you get it. Anyway, number three, Scripture says that the prudent people see the danger ahead and they take precautions, or they hide themselves. They don't hide themselves, meaning that they do what's necessary and prepare for the storm that's ahead. It's not a lack of faith. This is a difference between the five foolish virgins, which don't prepare the oil themselves, the oil in their lamp, and the five wise virgins who do prepare and have their lamps filled with oil for what's to come. The unprudent or imprudent are the five foolish virgins, and they don't have what's necessary when everything kind of goes down the toilet in the natural, and they're out trying to get food, they're trying to buy guns, they're trying to buy ammo. They can't do any of it. It's not there. So Harris can win. She can win. Donald Trump has always been beatable. There's fixing the election, so the Democrats are like Satan. They came to steal, kill, and destroy. But the worst case scenario is this, that even though they might cheat, the cheating votes would be unnecessary and they win legitimately. This is the scariest thought of all, that the majority of our country is so far gone, so moronic, so Nimrodic, so easily sold, a few tweets, a little this. What was it? I asked women in an office that I was working at in Santa Barbara why they were voting for Obama. The answer, we need hope and change. Hope and change. Hope and change. That's all he had to say. That's all it took for those idiots to buy into it and vote for him. Hope and change. Well, what kind of hope? What kind of change? The ones I asked couldn't identify the hope. They couldn't identify the change. Oh, we just need change. That's all they would say. And what's happening today? And it worked. Now, maybe he didn't need to do that, but what do they do today? We need to preserve democracy. Preserve democracy. Why are you voting for Harris? We need to preserve democracy. Well, what has Donald Trump that is said or done that's like Hitler? Because you keep calling him Hitler. That's why you try to kill him, is because you've called him Hitler 8 million times in the last 8 years. Even though he displays nothing fascist. You want to talk about fascism? Look at the Democrats. Preserve democracy. They want to destroy it. They want to take over every industry. They want to control all the farmland. Fascism is the defining characteristic, meaning control, of the Democrat Party. But they can't identify. So preserve democracy. Is that as far as you go in the analysis? If that is it, Madison was correct. Through our gross immorality, our embracing of everything immoral, our biggest export across the United States is sin, in the form of abortion and queer crap and trannyism and leveraging other countries' political activities by withholding aid from them, whether they support abortion. Do you think we need to be judged? Well, if the majority of the people actually really go hope and change, oh, no, it's preserved democracy, and that's why they vote for Harris, if we are that stupid and that immoral, we get the government we deserve. And now we will become truly missionaries in our own country. We kind of always have been. I mean, we never leave a mission field, but this is the mission field. It means that that means that a great, great number, probably the great majority of the people in this country, are going to hell. You could not be Christian and support Harris. I'm going to tell you that. Not unless you are abysmally ignorant. You know a tree by its fruit. All of her fruit is rotten as can be. As rotten as there ever has been. Just completing what Barack Obama started and transitioning through Joey No Brains up to her. And we simply get closer and closer to what I started to state 15 years ago, that we will be moving closer to secession. Coming out of the book of 1 and 2 Kings, it's there. I need to redo that story to see, show what I'm talking about here. And what it may be is what? The Second American Revolution. Not the revolution that tries to overthrow Washington. The revolution that says, sorry, we're going to pick up our marbles and go because we can't do this anymore. No, we're going to form a country out of 18 or 19 states. And here in the heartland of America, we're going to split this country in two. We got the seaports. We got the oil. We got the refineries. We got the national resources, natural resources. We got the farmland and all of that. And the left will want it. We'll have a second American Revolution because they will attack us. I didn't get to my points to prepare. Apparently, that is a program all unto itself. God bless you. Remember, pray, be patient, and praying in patience doesn't mean no action. It means action. Without faith, without works, your faith is dead. God bless you. See you next week.